Hello.
Hello, he hasn't come on yet.
Oh. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How was your day?
BUSR, as always. Which makes you happy because you can get a lot accomplished. In a
I'm
busy
sorry.
day. I said, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
I
complaining.
agree. It's been a busy day for me as well. I believe it's just you, correct?
No, I think maybe it was Malka. She didn't identify herself, but I thought that was her voice.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I must be having problems with my speaker.
Okay. Let us begin with Parashat Noah from the Zohar, section 17, and we're starting with verse 135. And I'll say Elijah before we begin. Does anybody have any questions before we begin from last night or from any other night?
I kind of have a comment from Wednesday's
Ruby.
question and answer. Should I wait until Wednesday?
Yeah, unless it's probably better to wait till Wednesday. That way we
Okay.
get. So we're on verse 135. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Yinteh Vid Kiluer Chimud Kiluud Kiluer Chimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhei B'vavhei V'Yichudah Shemim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'imud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononehu Kevan de amar mevi'o et hamabu la'yedana de'ihu ma'im ela et hamabu ve'iskaya milach hamav ma'alach hamavet al gav de'maya Awo machabala azil bi'alma l'sheitzah ve'inun mayim mayim. Yes, if it has been already stated, we'll bring the flood. Do we not understand that he refers to water? If so, why is it then necessary to mention the flood of waters? And he answers, flood implies the presence of the angel of death, even though it was only water. The angel of destruction went in the world to destroy it with these waters. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, if it hadn't said, and he answers, flood implies the presence of the angel of death, I would have thought you could have said the reason you had to be specific with flood of water is because you could have said a flood of plagues or, there could have been a different phraseology to types of destruction and referring to them as floods because it was so devastating. But when it tells you that the flood of waters implies the presence of the angel of death, that kind of is more specific right there for you.
The word flood, Mabul, implies the angel of death. whether it's a flood of water or it's a flood of rocks or it's a flood of stress or it's a flood of volcanic ash.
So any kind of chaos.
Or even a flood of fires. I mean, there, as you said, there are many different kinds of floods possible. So he had to clarify it with waters. But I want to clarify that the word Mabul, which means flood, has a connection to the angel of death. And the question is, where in that word do you see that?
Well, you've got the mem, which has to do with water. The vav is
right there.
And bet with creation.
Well,
I mean, we talked about the vav yesterday a lot.
You're approaching it correctly. Mabul is mem bet, which is 42.
42, that's right.
The name of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And what was created along with the 10 Sephirot was the 11th, which is the negative system. Also, Vav Lamed is 36. So Mabul is discussing the creation of the 36 Tzaddikim. And there's a spiritual principle that you must destroy before you can create. Actually, it's not. You must destroy before you can form or reform. And that's not something that is often talked about or very rarely taught.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go on?
Verse
130. Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was looking to see what Rabbi Ashlag had put in caps to see if... And it was the statement, why has it been necessary to mention flood of water? So that was in caps. That's all I was wanting to go back and read that. Excuse me.
I understand.
Okay.
Verse 136. Ani Hashem haketani nan ne'eman ana l'shalma agarto. Lipsadikaya uitpara merashiaya ugin kach altach lon kara lipsadikaya beani beshalma agar tal udilchum lealma diate Liadzim Lereshiaya Leit Para Minayu Lealma Deate Vani. He continued by saying, we have learned that the words I am Hashem show that I am faithful to the recompense of the righteous and the punishment of the wicked. So here, in this verse, I means to promise to reward and repay the righteous well in the world that is coming. Likewise, it describes the threat to the wicked who will be punished in the world that is coming by the term I. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, we said that Hashem doesn't reward and punish, that it's a result of our own actions for whatever chaos we have to go through.
The word that punishment and righteousness, or you know, reward. Those are words that are typical for most people that who are not taught Kabbalah. But it's, we know that it's cause and effect.
Right.
But there's a statement that I would be surprised if you had ever heard before, because I haven't. How can there be negative effects in the world that is coming? The world that is coming is Bina. It's reaching a level where everything is good. It's the level of Mashiach, the world that is coming. So how can there be effects that are negative in that world?
Is it because it's still less column?
Yes, there is still a left column, but it's not a left column that is testing and prosecuting. It's a left column that adds strength to the right column.
Okay.
It's a very different context. And here we're being, it's being expressed as the same. But maybe what he's describing is that after the flood, we still were in the world of correction. So it's not talking about the world that is coming that we think of, but is the world that is coming that is the world of correction that we are already in.
Okay. So are we moving from Atzilut now to Asiyah, your statement?
Well, I wouldn't think that we would go directly to Asiyah. Remember, Ani means Zeranpin. So we're still in Atzilut, but we may be dropping down to Bria.
Okay, next one.
We'll have to wait to see what I just said. Should I continue, or are there other questions?
I think so.
I think that, you know. Oh, no.
Yes, Mama.
I think with your last statement, with the statement you said before, that destruction has to happen before formation can be, before it can be reformed. So I think with what you just said, that the world that we're in now, Malkut, judgment, that energy has to be depleted for a new formation to occur. What I'm thinking. That makes sense.
It does. Very nice, Malka.
Goes along with to everything, there's a time and a season.
Yeah, right.
You know,
we are definitely moving in a direction with, I see that the moon increasing in size to meet the sun. And I see this daily as we walk through this this year, how that's occurring.
Correct. Very much.
even the season right now. 2 days ago, the moon was extremely big.
And you know, that's the female aspect. What's going on these days, in the last month or so, with all the females coming out against against the male, the male side of the world that we're in. It's just it's, and that was a question I had in my mind for quite some time. And the other night when you were discussing how the moon is increasing, and it will increase sevenfold, just like the sun, I'm like, oh my goodness, that is what's happening right now.
That is correct. And you're fortunate to be able to see it.
And then I think in another month we have a lunar eclipse coming.
That is correct.
The energy
right now,
on the female.
Mercury is in retrograde also.
Mm-hmm.
And this is right in the middle between the last, the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse that is coming. But I think it's two more months. I could be wrong, but I think it's two more months.
Okay.
The solar eclipse was in September, and then the lunar eclipse, I think, is in the end of January or the first part of February. But again, that's from memory. It's not accurate. Let's do verse 137. L'sheichat kol basar kimad yokim na didahu mechabila le'alma v'alda kiti v'lo yat yitain hamashchet lavo el betacham lin gof v'dahu L'shachat kol basar misit radekits kol basar ba lefanei dehakevan l'dimata zim nadi orish lon kidsha barichu adi ashlim noach l'shesh meot Shana kedein reshachat ko basar amar hake olifna mishimaya tirabe yitzak de'amar lan. As we previously explained, the words to destroy all flesh refer to the angel of destruction. This is why it is also written, and he will not allow the angel of destruction to come into your house to smite you. This means that he does not give him permission to destroy. To destroy all flesh is from the angel of destruction, which is hinted in the verse, the end of all flesh is come before me, meaning that he came before him to ask permission to destroy. The time the Holy One, blessed be He, had waited for them to repent had passed. That is, Noah had reached 600 years of age, and it was possible to reward him, to uphold the rewarding of the righteous. The time had also arrived for the punishments of the wicked, and that is why He gave permission to the angel of destruction to destroy all flesh. He said, this is what we learned in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak, who told us all of this. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, this verse kind of ties what we've discussed probably in the last two sections.
Yes. It's explaining it, giving you a perspective on all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Question, and Hana, like you said, six is the number for man. It's very obvious that it's 600. But my question is, the angel of death, that energy, knew it was time to come before Hashem and say, it's time for all flesh, or taken of all the flesh. Is that, I guess my question is, did that energy know that it was time to come before, to get permission to go and present death to those in Malkut? Because you said he came before him, the angel of death came before Hashem and asked permission. So my question is, did they know the time was, it was their time to come, or their share to come in and do that deed?
Are you asking if the angel of death knew it was the time? The answer is yes. No, none of that information is kept from the angel of death or the angel of destruction. But the people didn't know. The people in this world, the time is veiled for us.
Right, but the angel of death knew of the time.
Yes. But he comes once a year. He comes once a year, and he also comes every evening. So there's constantly these times.
Right, but
doesn't he have, I think we've read three roles. One is he's an accuser, and one he actually executes judgment, which is death. I don't remember what the other one was.
Prosecutor.
So he would expect that if he was doing his job, he would have some sense of knowing.
Remember, Hashem said to Noah, I'm going to destroy the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the 600 years, which was a delay, a pause, giving people the time to do teshuvah. And all this time, Noah had planted the trees that would be used to build the ark. But he had to wait till they were fully grown, represented by the 600 years, which is representing the six Sephirot. The angel of death is given all of the information. It's only we who lack the perception of that, all of that information.
But that information did come down to Noah in Malkut. So Noah did know,
and he did try to warn. Noah did not know. Noah knew that he was to plant the trees. He didn't necessarily know how long they would take, unless it was, public knowledge with humans that trees took 600 years to grow, which I don't think that information was available. Not at the human level.
So you're saying that Noah knew that he would destroy the earth, but he didn't know the time or the day?
I'm not clear on the question.
You said that, I thought I'd heard that you said that Shem told Noah that he was going to destroy the earth.
Yes, he did. He told him that and told him to build the ark and told him to plant the trees so that the wood from the trees could be used for the ark.
Okay. So he knew that the earth would be destroyed one day. He just didn't know when, the time, or the day.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the end of this section. It's also the end of our time. So we'll start section 18 tomorrow.
Okay.
Enoch.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
I think Ruby has.
Yes, Ruby.
No, I'll just email it to you. Yeah, I'll just send it by email.
Is it something that you want?
When you discuss the angel of death as it relates to us currently, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a destruction with flesh, but it could be like a destruction, maybe a destruction of a business or a relationship. And the reason why I'm asking that, when you, I've lost my train of thought. You made a comment about the angel of death coming every year.
Correct. That's what Rosh Hashanah is.
Yes. So I'm saying that now, I mean, I guess my comment is that the angel of death doesn't necessarily mean death of a fleshly body. It could be
As it applies to an individual person, or does it apply? Are you asking a question about will there be another destruction that won't come from water, but might come from another, in another manner? I'm not sure what your question is.
Well, that is my question. I was asking you. You talk about the angel of death. The death doesn't necessarily. It's not necessarily connected with, like, a loss of your physical body that happened during the time of Noah with the flood. It could be death associated with the loss of a business, death associated with the loss of a friendship, but it's still the angel of death.
That is correct.
Okay.
But he also comes every night when we sleep. Our soul goes back up to its creator.
That is also true. But it's all different frames of reference.
Right.
So you have a year. A year has a certain energy. It has all of the actions that people do in this year relate to the energy of that year. And so every night, what the angel of death will be the prosecutor to say, this person did these actions, and those are negative actions, and it affects the years, the energy of the year for the whole world. And here is my recommendation for how to cleanse that negative action in that person's life and to grow more and to motivate more spiritual work that will bring him closer to Hashem. And what the angel of death does at night is based on strict judgment. Now, the court will sometimes accept what the angel of death says, and sometimes it will modify it with the energy of mercy, of rachamim. But all of that is related to what is to be accomplished during this year. And next year you have a new year with respect to that. And then what we haven't mentioned, though, which is there, is there's an overall frame of reference. What are people to achieve to bring Mashiach, to manifest Mashiach into the world? So you have a judgment based on a day. You have a judgment based on a year. You have a judgment based on a month of that year. And then you have a judgment based on the overall frame of the 6,000 years. And all of those have their own angel of death, which is the same angel of death for all of them. So I hope that's clear.
Mm-hmm. We went back to the very beginning, that what we discussed, you have to destroy to create. And sometimes
exactly.
When troubles come into our life, it means that there's growth. We need more growth. So things happen
If troubles come into your life, it's a cleansing in order for you to grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
There's no destruction for the sake of destruction. There's destruction in order for you to grow, to become closer to Hashem.
Mm.
And the secret is to stay joyous in the midst of it all.
Right.
I think we've keep doing in these last few chapters.
Yes. So our class at 7 o'clock will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. That's this evening. And then tomorrow at 4:30 we'll have a mini Zohar class, and starting with section 18. And at 7 o'clock will be our questions and answers class. So, shalom to all.
Okay, shalom.
Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.
You too.